The Pod Breed Network is strictly for the small podcasts that are up and coming in the vast world of podcasting. Pod Breed is made up of many diverse podcasts coming together to achieve the same goal of being the best damn podcast network on the planet. Find out more at podbreed.com.
It's not often that I get to experience five-star treatment at a five-star location for two-star prices. I got a chance to do that recently at a spa that looks like something from the movies, recommended by a coworker. The location was in Bogota, Colombia, and the place was Valente Day Spa. I am Drea, the hostess of Drea's Point of View, and I would love if you'd follow me on the socials. I'm at Drea Point on X and Spill, and at Drea's Point of View on Facebook, Pinterest, Threads, and IG. Now, before I went in, I wanted to make an appointment on WhatsApp. And WhatsApp, I need to review that. That is amazing, especially if you're overseas. Very helpful. I needed to do that so they'll know what to expect. I'm not fluent in Spanish, and I wanted them to know about me, and I wanted to know what the cost would be up front. And I wanted a French mani and pedi, which is known as traditional over there. I told them what I would be wearing, and I set up a time. I didn't want any problems. I'm not a fan of walk-ins, especially somewhere I've never been, especially since I don't speak the language. Google Translate is a lifesaver because that's how I communicated once I got there. Plus, you know, I was able to say, well, so-and-so sent me. The place is in a fancy-looking building, and when I found the spa, I was taken aback. I mean, like, I wanted my mouth to drop open, but I wanted to look like I've been somewhere. It looked like a place that celebrities go to. I mean, there was white marble everywhere, chandeliers on the ceiling, so much staff. And that's what I'm not used to seeing. It looked overstaffed. There were so many people at the front desk, so many employees there. Pre-COVID days, maybe the last time I saw that over here. I wanted to take a video of the place, but it was packed and I didn't want to, like I said, I didn't want to look like, wow, I've never been anywhere. Plus, you got to figure I was the only one who looked like me over there. So I already stood out enough. So the manicurist or esthetician who served me, she didn't speak English. So she had to use Google Translate as well. It's kind of funny. Like we couldn't really talk to each other. We knew bits and pieces of each other's language. So there was this boy who was with her talking to her and to me as well. He was trying to learn English and he was fascinated by anyone who speaks it. And I was asked if I mind taking a video with her and I obliged. I'm like, okay, I guess that's okay. Since she can't speak my language, I can't speak hers. We're going to put it on a video. Okay. All right. Well, all right, I guess. So the kid, he did pretty well. You know, we both communicated with each other and I don't know, it was kind of fun. But getting back to the shop, all right, there was this guy who comes around. I call him a butler. He was dressed in a butler uniform, the white top, the black pants and black spit shine shoes with a towel or a linen over his arm, asking if I cared for anything, you know, any coffee, any tea or any water or anything. And I get water. My coworker said I was boring. I said, well, I mean, I'm not a day drinker because it puts me to sleep and I'm trying to stay wide awake, especially in a place that I'd never been to. So water was fine for me. So it was three levels. Okay. This place is three levels, very attractive men over there. So I got a good dose of eye candy. The women customers were wearing half pink satin robes. The robes didn't come all the way down. They were like knee length satin robes. And I asked why they were wearing those robes later and learned that they were the equivalent of wearing capes. Anyone who's getting their hair done, they're just like our capes in the States. Very fancy looking, I'm telling you. So as I was getting my nails done, that was on the third level. I watched the cooks in the kitchen. There was this glass and I was able to watch the cooks in the kitchen. And I saw people sitting around them. The place looked expensive, so I didn't want to eat there. I was getting my nails done there, so I'm like, okay, I'm done with that. Let me eat somewhere else. To my surprise, my treatment came to less than $25 for French mani and pedi. And I seldom get my feet done. I don't know. I just do them myself. I just paint them. I'm not a big foot person. I don't really wear my feet out, especially not so much this time of year. But I'm like, why not? If I'm going to Latin America, I may as well just go all out. But yeah, I didn't think you can get a French anything for that price. So I was more than happy to tip. I wonder in comparison to Quito, what the price difference would be, because I know a regular manicure with polish is $5 there. The next time I go, I'll definitely find out. I'll get them both and see what they charge there. But yeah, it's a steal. Like, I couldn't believe it. So if you're ever in Bogota, your money will definitely go far there. What I really liked about it too, that no one was really staring at me. You know, being that I was the only Black person there, I'm sure they looked at me, but no one was staring at me. I didn't feel out of place, if that makes sense. As opposed to if I were going somewhere over here with the only minority, I probably would have. So that's one thing I like about Latin American countries. My positive news story of the day comes from Los Angeles. Miriam Hergo turned an abandoned church into a homeless shelter. At the age of 21, Miriam told the news media, "It's good to be the change you want to see." She launched the PAC project, providing for the homeless and disadvantaged kids. You know, I love to hear stories like that, especially from the youth. So feel free to leave a comment at DreasPointOfView@yahoo.com. And I also like to invite you to my free newsletter at DreasPointOfView.substack.com. I can use the subscribers. More importantly, I thank you for listening.